Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau. Made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Für alle ein Fest. Zum Aldi-Tiefpreis. Diese Woche Funny Frisch Chips Frisch. 150 Gramm für nur 88 Cent. Oder Langnese Cremissimo. Ab 825 Milliliter für nur 1,49 Euro. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show from Louisville, Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols, plus shovels and dope and sex toys. They're all on the way right after this.
Nobody cares about the music business. Nobody sounds like they're telling the truth or when they're talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. I like to talk about chicks and cars and partying hard. I like chicks and cars and partying hard. Say what you want about old Bo Cephas. He may be crazy, but he's laughing all the way to the bank. And Schmidt, old Bo Cephas, he got all kinds of hits. He's always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. They like chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy. And y'all say, hey, pretty boy. And I say, go back to Franklin. Go back to Franklin. Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Nobody here wants to talk about publishing. I didn't come down here to make connections. I come down here to get my big old baby drunk and take her home. It makes her horny when I play her the Stones. They're always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. We like chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Thank you. Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Nobody around here gives a damn about distribution. Oh. Oh, we sounded great.
Yeah.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're in Louisville, Kentucky, everybody.
Yeah.
That's right, the home of
Muhammad Ali.
George Lucas.
And George Lucas.
Yeah. He grew up just down in Broden, Bardstown. There's Christy Lee.
Hey, Chick McGee.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, Chick.
Hey, there's Josh Arnold.
Chick.
Yeah, look at this. Willie Griswold.
There's no beer backstage. I don't know what that is.
I know, and no bourbon either. What the hell is that?
Kind of show this is. And here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The weekend is known as Bourbon and Beyond, the first of two huge music festivals in Greater Louisville.
One of my favorite bands. I'll mention them another time.
Oh, go ahead.
Why don't you tell me about it? Maybe the microphones will pick it up.
Yeah. Shovels and Rope need to...
Josh, I'm just sorry, Josh. Who's your favorite band?
No, one of them is Shovels and Rope will be here as well.
Shovels and Rope?
Yeah.
What?
Terrific.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Are you going to stay and see him?
I will not.
Okay. Shovels and Rope.
Shovels and Rope.
What kind of name for a band is that?
Oh, they're terrific. Male, female.
They bury a lot of people? What the hell?
Let me guess. Like no ballads, right? Yeah. I guess I'm just guessing.
It sounds like Shovels and Rope sounds like a shopping list for a kidnapper.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that was the intention.
There's a reason I enjoy them.
Visqueen dropped out of the band.
I like Shovels and Rope. I like Unmarked Panel Van.
Yeah. I like Duct Tape.
Visqueen and
you guys, they're one of my favorites.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Once again, we are joined by Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols. Donnie is here with us.
No Shovels and Rope, I'll tell you that.
Donnie, I'm surprised they didn't ask you to, you know, maybe go on after, I don't know, maybe the Pearl Jam.
Tom, I'll beat your ass till Creed's popular again.
That's a long time, Tom.
Thank you, Chick. I don't give a damn about Eddie Vedder.
Really?
Scratch his face. Dick's still wearing moose in his hair. Swear to God.
I see. Well, we'll get you guys back up there on stage in just a second. Right now, we're going to go to the news desk with Christy Lee.
Yeah, a crash semi may have scattered sex toys across an Oklahoma highway. According to News 9,
We're on. Your side.
Yeah. The trailer rolled over, spilled its hull onto I-40 at Mustang Road. Helicopter footage shows hundreds of boxes strewn across the roadway. But
they were that kind of sex toy, huh?
Well, they were unable to determine exactly what were inside those boxes. That's the problem.
Oh, I see.
According to Vice's motherboard, Jason Kobler claims to have identified the products as pink vibrators, more specifically, Adam and Eve G-Spot Touch Finger Vibes.
Ah,
whoa.
Are you familiar with that?
That's quite a product.
Yeah, that is quite a name.
Oh, sure, the A&E G-Spot Finger Vibe. They're, I like to put them on all eight.
So, I'm sorry, so where was the truck headed? Josh's mom's house?
My mother's a sex-crazed whore, ladies and gentlemen. That's the implication, Tom Griswold. One of my best friends was just making.
His mother. And we're all laughing
at a woman you've met.
Yeah. Sorry.
Josh, don't feel bad. My mom, Phyllis, has two buzzers. Does your mom name her?
But, you know.
If she does, I'm not aware. But no. What's the name?
My mom, Phyllis, names them like Pound Puppy. She has Dirt Rocket and Grave Digger.
Okay.
She's no different than you, chick. She's got a spank bank. You know.
I know.
Christy won't admit it, but my mom, women do. My mom feels her two people in her spank bank have never changed. She loves Elvis
from
Circus 1968 when he wore Corinthian leather and looked like a cat burglar that forgot the mask. In Bill Dance the Bass Fisherman.
Oh, yeah.
That's your spank
bank? Get out Dirt Rocket or Grave Digger and start hitting that Crown Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear us. You're like, I'll let Bill bait the hook, but Elvis gets to gut it. Dirt Rocket and Grave Digger.
Yes.
Thank you, Donnie.
But if anybody's going to can afford a truckload of vibrators, it would be Josh's mom because she's rich.
Oh, no, I see your confusion. She's married to a man named Rich. But
wow.
Oh, really? Why don't you go over one of your first jobs for us, will you?
So how did I don't understand. So the truck crashed full of dildos because of what it was?
It doesn't say. There was speculation also that lubricant spilled onto the highway. However, authorities have not yet confirmed.
They have video of it on the internet from the helicopter, and it's obviously lube and dildos. I don't know why.
Now,
wait
a minute. Lube and dildos, aren't they opening for
Shovels and Rope? That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It all ties in.
It ties in.
I'm sorry, Shovels and Rope. I just wanted to mention you. You're one of my favorites.
What kind of music do they play?
Americana, yeah. Well, wonderful.
Oh, like a folk
kind of folk country.
Or like if you don't stop the war, we'll keep playing this crappy song, that kind of thing?
No, nothing like that. They're actually very pro-war.
Well, that's a new take.
Bomb them first, ask questions later.
Okay.
And there's some collateral damages.
Their record was produced by Henry Kissinger.
It's a good album. Yeah. The album Acceptable
single,
Losses.
The first single, Acceptable Losses, that was it.
And I had Kissinger going before the Queen in my poll.
Oh, you did?
In the pool at the office.
How old is Hank?
Oh, he's getting up there.
He's got to be close to 100, right?
Yeah. He has to
gotta
be.
Got to be.
And still, all these years in America, and still talk like he just got off the boat. They're up more than napalm, the policy of the...
The thinly veiled xenophobia of Tom Griswold, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't make him sound like Apu.
That's crazy.
You know, I always thought it was funny that before Kissinger arrived, if you've seen Dr. Strangelove, mighty close.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Next roll with Vernon Davis, the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs.
We have very special guests.
Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin.
Whether it's the movies I'm doing, whether it's the TV shows, I just tap into the truth. That's what I bring to every project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Keys.
People always ask, how did you make it to the NFL? How did you get into acting? There's a story behind all of that. It's about whether you're willing to tell your story or not.
Next roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it. Next roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Some social media users are out there and they're calling for Australia to put Steve Irwin on their currency instead of King Charles III.
Well, no kidding.
He's dead, all right.
Following Queen Elizabeth II's death, the Australian National Bank announced a portrait of the king will appear on their $5 notes and coins in the late monarch's place. Some Australians, however, have been calling for the late Steve Irwin to appear on their money. Others have offered alternative proposals, including other Australian celebrities.
Like that stingray? Or...
That's, you know what? When you think about it, that stingray is the real hero.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Man.
I'll put an end to this. Zap!
Would you want a fictional character, a native animal, or even a classic food on your money? Because those are some of the suggestions.
Huh. What's the other guy's name? Paul Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah,
he is.
Crocodile.
Yeah, it could be.
I bet he looks like a mile and 50 miles of bad road. That face of his was old then.
Yeah. He's pretty leathered.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a dollar. This is a dollar. What?
Again, why is it Apu? It's so crazy.
I want your Australian accent. I was looking this up. What countries have to use the money with the queen on it still?
Many.
Canada's one, right?
Here we go. Canada has the queen on their money. Right. New Zealand, Australia.
Curacao?
I didn't know this.
Some weird country.
Antigua and Barbuda.
Barbuda?
Barbuda.
Barbuda
de Buda?
It's not Barbados, it's Barbuda.
Barbados,
I know you, Nan. I know you ain't alone.
Barbuda.
Open up the door, bitch. Oh. That wasn't me. That was Peter Wolf.
Does anyone get that rep? That's from a famous Jay Giles Band live album where Peter Wolf goes, Reputa to Buta. I must have got lost.
I insist on a t-shirt that just says, open up the dough, bitch. Chick McGee.
Why not?
Donnie. Are you guys ready? Now, Donnie Baker, once again, has a new album out there. And Donnie can be found, some of your music can be found streaming as well. Is that correct, Donnie?
Yeah, I guess some people dubbed it over on YouTube. Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff going on, Tom, but we got a brand new tape called Unmasked, and we want to sing our title track to it.
The title track, oh. By all means, please.
And I have put on my Ronnie Van Zant rattlesnake hat.
Oh, wow.
Hard with headphones, but we'll make it work. Yeah. Or maybe I'll just hold it. But go ahead and start it, Scotty. Just smile off for the transfer. Wonder what that pays. They're gonna take me to California, gonna put me in HR. Just pay me a boatload of money, I'll skate to Pigeon Forge. Still drive a compact, never learned to trade. Ain't got no money, I'm working for a minimum wage. We've all heard the poem, take a penny, leave a penny. Well, the fact remains, minimum wage leads to maximum rage. I swear to God, no! These bastards took my money, so I turned sore to me. Went from calling him a bus to break in our vending machine. Oh, I keep doing my job, and I want Randy to know. There'll be a day when I own this company, then it's gonna be so. Still drive a compact, but it needs new brakes. Ain't going nowhere, I'm working for a minimum wage. Minimum wage. I hate minimum wage. I swear to God, say it with me. Minimum wage. The rage. Minimum wage. I swear to God. Minimum wage. Don't pay. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistol from the latest LP.
Oh,
very nice. Very nice.
Well, I'd be honored if you'd wear my Ronnie Van Zant rattlesnake.
Oh, he sure would be honored.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Wow. This is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you put it on.
Look at
that. Well, he's got a hat on in between. Sorry.
Now, that's a hat on a hat, Josh.
That sure is. Yeah.
That's nice. Thank you, Donnie.
Good luck.
Chick, you had an interesting story yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah.
In sports, the Cleveland Browns have a pair of, are they running backs that collectively have an interesting nickname?
Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. And the Browns fans have saw fit to, because the Browns fans lead the league in the nicknames for their team. They don't care for the Browns, actually. They rather like the dogs, the dog pound and all that sort of thing. So the fans came up with the Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. They call them together Chunt.
Mm. Rather than Hubs.
Yeah,
Chunt. So we were thinking that maybe the Chunts would be a funny name for a television show. We have received this letter. Adam has taken the time and trouble to write us saying, here are some other shows featuring the Chunts.
Well, because we had, Willie had...
Two and a half Chunts.
Uh-huh. Yes, and then we were also messaged two broke Chunts.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Here come the Chunts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like this one. The Golden Chunts. Buffy the Chunt Slayer.
Oh, that's a boy.
It's really good.
And I Dream of Chunt. These are just a handful of them.
I was also sent Everybody Loves Chunt.
Not everybody. Let's not leave people out of the...
All-inclusive.
Yeah, this show is all-inclusive. Thank you, Brad. Adam, thanks for the time. How would you write us a note, Josh, so that we would see it?
Probably on the computer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's the best way, I guess.
Sure. Or get the Bob and Tom app, and we're just a click away, or bobandtom@bobandtom.com. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're on YouTube. You can watch this anywhere you are in the world. Let us know where you're watching. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to hear from Mr. Pat Godwin.
Patty G,
You have a new song. What's going on over there, Pat?
Well, I went out to eat last night. I had one of the local specialties. You know what I'm talking about? The hot brown.
Famous here in Kentucky.
Have you had that, Josh?
I love a hot brown.
Yeah. What is the hot brown exactly?
Well, it's a lot of gravy on turkey, bacon and ham, bread.
Kind of an open-faced deal or whatever. It's
a little rough this morning, though. So
this is the tribute.
I don't know if I can get through this. I'll give it a shot.
Go ahead.
Hot brown supper in the city. Turkey, bacon, ham, it don't look pretty. Lots of gravy, not a little bitty. It's a favorite of the Louisville city. Gravy all around, slices of bread. Large piece of turkey, bigger than your head. But at night your tummy aches. Lay down that hot brown bakes. Come on, come on, try to go all night. Squeeze those ass cheeks real tight. It's a bummer, it ain't pretty. After supper in the city. Hot brown supper in the city. what I had last time.
Very nice.
A local favorite, ladies and gentlemen.
Hot Brown.
The Hot Brown.
Supper okay. in the city.
We'll continue the battle of the bands with Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols. Now, what's this next tune?
This next tape's about, you know, everybody's like, oh, the virus sucked. Oh, we had a pandemic. But I've, you know, tried to see the good and stuff. For about a year and a half, everybody was hot because they was wearing masks. And that's what this tape's about from the album Unmask. She'll put a spin move on you. Don't let her fade away. There's no cure, we're told. She's got Scottie Pippen face. And she'll tease you. She'll unseat you. All that butter face will defeat you. She's atrocious. And she knows just what it takes to make you bust. She's Alice the Goon, Miss Place. She's got that Scottie Pippen face. And still better than Mugsy Bogues' boobs. Hey, Tom, she don't wear panties. You know what that is?
What?
Factory Air Jordans. Oh. She loves dive bars. Might be from Mars. Flat face like she's been chasing parked cars. Braggadocious. And she knows just what it takes to make you bust. All the boys thinks it's a waste, cause she's got Scottie Pippen face.
She's got Scottie Pippen face.
I said it right there, Scottie Pippen face. Through Horace Bryant goggles. Scottie Pippen face. It's a real sourpuss.
Donnie Baker on the Pork Pistols.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.